Welcome to Entrepreneurial Entrails for some short stories on the guts and glories of being an entrepreneur.
Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason.
Hey, this is Elizabeth Plouffe, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Entrails. And today's a bit of a twofold. So welcome and thank you for joining me. So if you're an entrepreneur, even as a small business owner, same thing, you're always in a position of having to sell. And it just is what it is. And I've done some Wise Word Wednesday podcasts on some of the books that I've been reading on selling, some of the selling techniques and what have you. And always useful. Love reading them. Jeffrey Gitomer is one of my favorite go-to guys because his stuff is really easy to chunk down and it's actionable and what have you. But sometimes one of the best things that you can do is schedule some time with a coach. And so this is sort of a twofold entrepreneurial entrails because I'm not terrific at asking for help. There's my personal disclosure. I got an employment coach a few years ago when I left a job unexpectedly. And that's another story altogether. It worked out extremely well, but at the time it was a little bit traumatic. And I was on the receiving end of a whole bunch of crazy from the executive director. And hired this employment coach to help me, improve, get beyond, whatever. And, you know, he said to me during the meeting, you know, you need to do something big and audacious in order to move past this and, you know, be bold and all the rest of it. And I said, look, here's what you need to understand about me. You and I sitting down and talking is my big, audacious, bold move because I don't generally like to ask for help. And so, you know, I got some value out of that and that was fine, but I'm always skeptical when it comes to coaching because I think to myself, either you know a lot and I'm not going to be able to afford you, which is, you know, awful, or, you know, depending on how they present themselves, how much do you actually know beyond what I already know? Because I've been in a situation where I also had a coach that wasn't necessarily as productive or knew any more than I did. So that wasn't terrific. But I've recently started working with a member of my Ballsy Women in Business group, Holly Simmons, who is a John C. Maxwell trained coach, and she's actually also a family mediator. She's sort of a family mediator. She goes into family-based businesses and sort of helps solve any discrepancies and set up succession planning and all those types of things. And if I've spoken out of turn, Holly, I'm sorry, but that's basically what she does, is she helps family businesses. So one of the major components of coaching is a personal click. You need to be able to have the same, you need to be receptive to what the coach is saying and respect them and what have you. And I've worked with quite a few coaches, and it's not that anybody else was any less skilled or any less educated or what have you. It just happens to be maybe their coaching style doesn't work for me or what have you. And Holly's just got a terrific way of coaching that just, it works for me. So that's my first point, is that if you are an entrepreneur or a small business owner and you're struggling with a way to move your business forward, and this could be more so for solopreneurs because, you know, the challenge is we work on our own. We don't really have a team to support us, or potentially the team that we do have is, the team members that we have are not at a stage where they could really advise us with, you know, growth and scale and direction and all that kind of thing. And finding somebody like this is, it can be really valuable for your business. So my cautionary tale is, first, make sure whomever you are working with in a coaching perspective for your business, and I mean, this depends, I guess, on what you're seeking coaching for. I actually made a decision to work with a coach, and I missed the most fundamental question. He was a business building coach, and the fundamental question was, have you ever started a business? And because of his other qualifications, and he is qualified to do the job, don't get me wrong, but because of his other qualifications, I never thought to ask that question. And I had a mentor who was amazing, Gary Leung. He owns Health Local, which if you're a health professional, you should go and check out. It's a terrific online platform to promote your business and get a broader online presence. He was the one that said to me, you know, has this guy ever started a business? So in fact, in that particular part of the relationship, I was more ahead of my coach. That wasn't helpful. So anyway, when you're looking to get a coach, just make sure that they have the skills and the qualifications that you need. Don't be afraid to ask those questions. And if it's a business development coach, don't ask me why I didn't ask. First thing you ask is, how many businesses have you started? And if they've never started a business and they're just basing it off their business experience and what have you, then it's potentially not the best fit. I don't mean to discredit anybody, but it is a completely different journey when you are building and growing and promoting something that's your own baby versus doing business development for a large organization or what have you. It is a completely different situation. So anyway, back to Holly. So the fantastic thing is that Holly and I are working at a situation where she's providing me some coaching. And the value of that coaching is that I'm able to go in with a business question. Holly has a business background. Luckily for me, she's also got a marketing and communications background. And because of her John C. Maxwell training, she's able to take me through sort of a Q&A situation, which helps me to unlock the answers that, for the most part, coaching just helps you unlock what you already know. It's just the way it's presented to you. And so this is going to lead me into point number two, is that I'm pivoting my business. So what I don't know if I've ever really explained this. What I do, or my goal to do, is to go and work with solopreneurs and small business owners who are in a situation where they can't quite afford to pay somebody like me to do their communications and social media for them every day. And one of my pet peeves is people who are consultants like me, but they keep businesses beholden to rather large retainers every month in order to do their communications and social media. And I'm here to tell you, you can do this. You know, yes, there's definitely a learning curve with what I do. There's definitely things that you need to know and need to do properly. You know, don't let your 15-year-old daughter set up your Instagram account or your Facebook page or any of that stuff. Just please, for the love of all that is holy, don't do it. Because setting up business accounts online for social media channels is way different than personal ones. And if you don't do it right, not only are you missing out on opportunities for your business and reaching the wrong target audience, but you're missing key components within those profiles that can help your business even further. So I prefer to go in, work with somebody. Can be a couple of hours, it can be a couple of months, depending on how intensive, you know, if there's been mistakes made on the existing platforms, if it also involves blogging and writing and editing and what have you. But I can shorten your window of learning from potentially several months, because it does take up to 6 months for any social media strategy to be successful. And anybody who expects otherwise is insane, unless you are, you know, some celebrity who's already got a persona and a brand out in the world. But if you're doing it yourself and you're doing it wrong, you could double or triple the time for that social media to be successful for you. So I help shorten that learning window. I help you to do it correctly and reduce the stress and potentially help you get over any perfectionist issues that you might be having to, you know, not start until you know everything. So anyway, that's what I do. But even I have some challenges being a solopreneur, you know, coming up with new content for my own business and ways to promote, and you kind of get caught up in your head and whatever. And so the value of having Holly, and not just as a coach, but as she calls it, a thinking partner, is that you have somebody who is educated and skilled and intelligent to bounce ideas off of. There's no threat to that person taking your ideas or your whatever and using it for themselves. And it's a really good way to validate the direction that you might want to go in. And that outside perspective can give you the opportunity for them to look at you and go, you know, you're freaking crazy. Like, what do you think you're doing? Or for them to say, hey, you know what? That's a good idea. Let's tweak it this way. Or for them to say, run with it. Make it happen. It's a terrific idea. And all of those can cost you time and money if you don't have somebody helping you with that. And believe me, I know the challenge. So if you're listening to this and you're going through this, I'm with you 100%, standing beside you, saying, you know what, I get it. It is worth your time and energy to either reach out within your network and treat somebody to lunch and run these ideas past them and develop a mentorship or an advisory board or whatever you'd like to call it. Or if your budget allows, to reach out and schedule like a once a month coaching session with somebody. It's really worth it. Between that and my passion planner, which by the way, I hate that name, but it's an amazing resource. If you're looking to track business goals and gather business ideas and what have you, I don't use my passion planner the way I think it's intended, but as a business building tool and a business tracking tool and a reflection tool for the end of the year for your business, awesome. Because it's not like girly frou-frou, let's record our feelings crap. It's honest to goodness, set goals, meet them, set up a plan. It appeals to my left brain little heart very much. So what Holly brought to my attention, and I'm working on correcting now, so it was such a terrific breakthrough, which is, this has been bugging me for months. This has cost me money for the past year because I've been a stubborn jackass and not asked for help. Or, you know, basically the universe was waiting for Holly to show up, not sure which. And the biggest thing was, for me anyway, I have to be of service to people. I have to be helpful. It's just the way I'm built. And so if I'm out networking, and this is where the aha came through, I tend to forget to not be quite so helpful because it's just my inclination to jump in and help and save people and whatever. And yeah, full disclosure, it's probably a little bit ego-driven. I mean, who doesn't like to wear a cape now and again and be a bit of a superhero? But it's costing me business. It's costing me money. It's costing me the opportunity to grow and offer services and what have you, because I'm a big picture thinker. So if somebody presents me with a problem, I jump straight to the solution and give it away for free right there. I mean, I'm a bit of a goof that if I'm really interested in what the person's saying and I know I have the solution, I'll just jump in right there for free. And yeah, don't call me and expect that to happen because I've just learned my lesson. So yeah, that's over. And it took having that coaching moment with Holly and having that moment with her as a thinking partner for her to identify that that's the loophole. That for me, networking, one of the reasons it hasn't been a huge business generator for me is that I'm giving away the value of my solution right away. And why would anybody need to follow up with me and continue when, you know, I've made it crystal clear how they can fix their situation? So for me to you, if you also suffer from this helper syndrome and you're constantly inadvertently giving away your services, stop it. Stop it, I tell you. What I've now developed, thanks to Holly, is a problem bridge solution worksheet that I'm creating so that I track what happens in my head between the problem being presented and me giving the solution, which is the piece I was missing before. And that's where the value lies. That jump between somebody presenting me with a problem and me giving them solution, the value for my business is right in that middle bit where the thinking happens. And so if you are one like me to jump in any situation and just immediately offer to help, absolutely take the time to listen, take the time to ask questions, take the time to learn more about the person who is across from you and who has a challenge, but also recognize that as much as their business needs help, your business needs to survive and your business needs to grow. And the expertise between the problem and the solution has value. And the more you give that away, the less successful your business is going to be. And you will definitely have a great reputation at networking. I've had people send colleagues to me, and I didn't really understand why until this moment with Holly. And they send them to me because, of course, I jump into helper mode. So the solution that Holly gave me, which I'm now going to implement, and it was so simple but so genius, is you stay in the bridge mode. You stay in the asking questions and the conversation and the what have you, and maybe give a couple of things. But your thing to them is, if you follow up or they follow up with you or during that conversation, is, you know what? Let's get together for an hour. We can talk about the solutions to your problem. If you don't get any value out of it, you don't have to pay me. But if you do, I charge X amount per hour. And that was huge, huge. And no, I'm not a Trump supporter, but you know, he's ruined that word for me. But it was huge. Because one of the biggest roadblocks, I guess, for any consultant or entrepreneur is people wanting to know that they're going to get value out of the conversation and not hiring you to do something before you've proven yourself. And I think that's fair. I'm a rather skeptical person. So I really love that solution because I know based on my education and my experience and my expertise and whoop, all of those things, I'm breaking my office. I'm very excited that at the end of that hour, that person is absolutely going to have a solution and I'm absolutely going to get paid, which is win-win all around. So those are my points to you today from Entrepreneurial Entrails, that it is worth reaching out to your network and developing either an advisory board or a mentor or hiring a coach, making sure that you're respecting and valuing the person who's giving you their expertise. Do what you can, either reciprocate and offer some of your services if you're in a tight spot financially or whatever you need to do. Just make sure you don't take and never make it a winning proposition for them either. And that opportunity to share your ideas and get a different perspective, I guarantee you will help you find a solution to your problem much faster than struggling it out on your own and being a stubborn jackass like I was. And then moving forward with that and remembering that when you are in a networking situation or a business conversation, that bridge between that person's problem and the solution that you can provide is where the value lies, and making sure that you are not, you know, burning that bridge to making money for your business. So that's me today. Thank you, Holly. Holly Simmons, check her out at goldenlasso.com. Yeah, she's Wonder Woman, which is amazing. And that's it. You can visit me, mcvcommunications.ca, because I'm Canadian-y. And Instagram. What am I on Instagram? MCV Communications. Or if you want to see my personal, it's mcvploof. And then Twitter is at mcvcoms. And you can see what I share on there and what I do and all those great things. So I hope you're having a fantastic day. As always, just know that you have the guts and glory to create your own story. And we'll see you in the trenches. If I meet you up at networking, you can say, hey, I listened to your great podcast and let's chat. And then we'll see how much of a solution I give you. Have a fantastic day. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Entrepreneurial Entrails is brought to you by MCV Communications. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at mcvploof or visit mcvcommunications.ca to find out how we can help your small business communicate better. Thanks for listening and have a great day.